G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, January 16. I'm John Barker and joining me as usual, Joel Marshall and Carl Diorio for another big weekend of racing around Australasia. Well, probably not the biggest of weekends. There's only a couple of black type races around Australia, Joel, between last weekend's Magic Millions extravaganza and the Australia Day weekend coming up with Blue Diamond previews and so on the Tuesday at Caulfield. How did you go on the Magic Millions day, Joel? You almost got a great one with single gaze.
Yeah, it would have been a lovely result at the 40s, but a good run nonetheless by her. And yeah, pretty good day. It wasn't overly difficult, I guess, most of the lot of the fancies got up, so it was a reasonably good day, I think, for most tipsters there on the Gold Coast.
All right, well, without further ado, Carl, we might just fly into Flemington, and the main race there is the time-honoured Chester Manifold Stakes, a listed event over 1,400 metres, and did a fair bit of research on precedents for this race and found that, well, one thing you could say was that without exception, the recent winners that had their last lead up run over 1400 metres, usually at Flemington on New Year's Day, but that race is no longer run. So last year we had the Gerald Ryan trained Red Excitement come down off a 1400 metre win first up in Sydney, but there's very few in Saturday's field that aren't rising from 1200. Which way have you gone here, Carl?
I've gone for a horse that is coming off a last start 1400 metre run on New Year's Day, but it was in a benchmark 96, which is probably the closest thing you'll get to an open handicap these days. And I've gone with number 9, Tudor, on top. I just thought it attempted to lead throughout, and that's what it'll attempt to do on Saturday, I'm sure. But it just raced a touch too keenly, and it's for its second attempt at 1400, and certainly one of its more recent attempts at 1400. I think it'll just take the edge off of the slight bit, and it'll be better for that run. They did run 121.5 for 1400, which is quite quick, and maybe in this smaller field, Darren Gashi might be able to stack them up. So I've got it on top ahead of Sarajevo, who's a bit of a query at the distance, but has certainly got the class to figure in the finish. Third, number 2, Trident Tide, who should get a perfect run in behind. And fourth, number 3, De Circle, so he might just whack away on the speed. Don't like the chances of the 8th Supercharge, likely to start very, very short, and maybe just might not run out the 1400 at this level.
Yeah, I've gone 2, Trident Tide. I think he's been perfectly set up to win this race. His two runs have been really good. I think it'd be very hard to hold out from 7, Sarajevo. Didn't have a lot of luck last start. 8, Supercharged, and 1, Dances on Stars for 4th.
Yeah, I'm with Supercharge, the one that Carl is potting. It's one other thing that I found in my research about the Chester Manifold is that before Red Excitement last year won with 58.5, none of the higher weighted horses had been winning this. You had to go back to, in fact, 2004 and Mr. Murphy, who was also the last Group 1 winner to win the Chester Manifold. To get one that actually carried more than 55. So looking for one down in the weight, so I don't think there's anything wrong with Supercharged run in the Standish top run for second. And so I think, well, jury's out on whether, I don't know if he'll start that short, will he, Carl? He won't even start favourite, will he?
You reckon? Oh, I think he'll probably start favourite. I know that Kylie Bell has had good success with their other horse that won yesterday, Surprising, that's the one. So maybe a few punters might latch onto it.
Well, maybe indeed, but the woefully under the odds Supercharged number 8 is my best for the Flemington program, and my value bet is one that is firmed in Racing Victoria's publications. It's firmed from $51 in the best to $12 in the Winning Post, so I hope it's not going to get too much shorter. Otherwise, I'll be chastised by a member of our staff who doesn't want any value bets under $15, if at all possible. The horse I speak of, by the way, listeners, is race 5, number 9, Sir Mask for Dean Bernays. It's he's 51 in the Winning Post as well. That's odd. I could have sworn, I had a look at the, you know what's happened. Anyway, we won't go into it here. But anyway, Sir Mask, it's a very wide open race 5, over 1,200 metres. Joel, your best and value bets for Flemington?
Tried and Tired is my best in the feature, race 7, number 2. I think he'll win, and my value's in the opener, Dot Painting, race 1, number 4. Don't mind the look of this horse by Sebring. I think he'll get up over a bit of ground, but I'll just hope him with the benefit of that first up run. I think he'll run really well, and he'll be a good price too in a smallish field.
The only other horse I'd like to mention is race 6, number 12, which is Mossing Around. It won on debut at Canterbury back on December 16. Won narrowly, got back in the field and had the race run to suit and finished home over the top. But last start effort at Flemington over 1,200 metres was very good behind Magna Rosa. Got over their heels and charged late. Really liked that effort. It drops back to the 1,100 metres, which doesn't really put me off because it has got that sort of explosive turn of foot and is a bit push button. So I don't expect it to be... you know, too flat-footed when they sprint, and apparently has been going quite well on the training track as well.
Alrighty, Royal Randwick is the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday. 9 race card, as is the standard on Saturdays these days. And Joel, what have you found for us there?
Found another couple of specials here. My best is another Cocktail, race 9. Number 2 from the Chris Waller yard, just missed landing a little bit of a plunge at his first Australian start, 16s into about 7s, and he was always going to get back from the wide gate, and he just left his run a little bit too late. He just couldn't quite get clear, and another stride he probably would have won, but it was a really good run for third. He's had that run under his belt, and as long as he doesn't go backwards second up, I think he can break through for a good win. And my value is another Valley, race 5, number 13. Won a couple on the home track at Taree before coming to town for one of these highway handicaps, and just seemed to get a little bit beaten for pace, but I like the way he worked to the line the last 100 metres. I think 1,400 at Randwick will certainly suit.
These highway handicaps, they feature the usual suspects with these trainers, and Matthew Dale, he's had a little bit of success in these races in the past, and gone with Hermosa Beach, race 5, number 6 is my best bet. I thought its run first up was very good. It just got beaten by a hair that got back in the field, that sat second last and flew home to just miss, and then atoned for that second up, sat midfield and just won quite easily over a horse called Dreadlock, who doesn't go too badly. So I think it's the one to beat at Randwick, race 5, number 6, and the value bet is race 8, number 9, Randiki, which backs up after last Friday's Cusick Stakes at Gosford, which tends to be a strong form race. I really liked his win first up at Newcastle, and then, as I said, last Friday, it got back with 60 kilos, just a little bit too far up its ground, and really motored home. Should eat up the extra distance here, and might start a touch of overs, given that it hasn't been exposed to metropolitan racing as much as some of its rivals.
All right, they are racing on the course proper at Morfordville on Saturday. And Carl, in trademark fashion, we are waiting for the last 2 races for your specials. Kicking off with your best bet, race 7, number 11, Making Mayhem.
I thought this horse would win last time at Flemington. It didn't, but it certainly wasn't disgraced. It drew barrier 1, it chased a hot speed and just peaked on its run the last 200. Finds a much easier race here. Couple of dangers, I guess, Real Magnus, and I love what she brings, but Making Mayhem is a class above, and on the minimum weight should get the job done. The value bet is race 8, number 18, which is Rasmus's. This horse is a new addition to the Mark Minervini stable. It made its debut for Mark last time at Gawler. It was 3 wide without cover in the slowly run race, but importantly, it was back in the field, and when they sprinted up in the straight, it still was able to make ground, and I thought that effort was quite good considering. It's a big field, plenty of horses, but there's not a lot of quality in it. So this former New South Wales Galloper who comes out of the call of the 0-58 race might just have their measure in the last.
You got anything for us in Adelaide, Joel?
No, nothing for me there on Saturday.
All right, well, we'll move for Joel to the Sunshine Coast, where if we can find a couple of winners there, we should be handsomely rewarded, because big, big fields prevail throughout the day, and you're kicking us off, or your best, Joel, is coming up in race 7. And that's in a big field, 16 plus 4 emergencies, but fairly well found, it would seem.
Yeah, open sort of 350, 360 up. I wouldn't be rushing into that price. I think you'll get better on the day. Hopefully you do. Number 14, Right or Wrong, I speak of. Did show good promise last time in. Finished fourth to Winks in the Sunshine Coast Guineas. Was stakes placed at the Gold Coast, and they went to the Northern Territory, and it was probably a good thing beaten in the NT Derby when he had a wide run. His first up run at the Gold Coast was super. He was last on the turn over 1200 and motored home. Sunshine Coast 1400 will really suit. I think he can win. And my value, race six, actually like a couple in this race. So I've gone River Racer on top, and I made him my value for the day. His first two runs were really good. And then just forgiving the miss in the Bruce McLaughlin, I think 1200 at the Sunshine Coast will be a much better proposition for him. And a real rough in that race, number two, General Coz. I quite like the look of his two runs, and he'll be cricket score odds, but he might be worth having a little something. So maybe a couple of roughies to play in that feature two-year-old race.
And further west, we have the second of the two black type races to be run in Australia this Saturday. And it is race six at Ascot, the Miss Andretti Stakes, listed event over 1,100 metres. And your best for the day comes up here, Joel.
Yeah, we like this horse, Lucky Streak. Tipped him quite a few times, and he's done a good job for us. He's been going well this time in. He didn't have much luck in the winter bottom. And then last time out, off a bit of a let-up, he was wide for most of the trip, and he really, real gain effort, tacked the line hard, but Shadell just got the bob on the line, and she's a really good mare. She's not lining up on Saturday. I think that leaves the way for Lucky Streak to win. First among equals, and looks the main danger. I've put him in for second, but pretty confident with Lucky Streak. And my value for the day is race five, number 10, Silver Romance. Gino Paletti trains. He got a good winner last week, which is a value bet, a horse called Viking Forest, which is one to follow. And he's a good trainer, and this horse looks a nice horse too. He's been getting back in his races and hitting the line. He'll certainly improve once he gets out to a mile and further, but he'll be well worth a look on Saturday.
All right, earlier in the day, a feature racing summer carnival in full swing at Trentham in the Kiwi capital, Wellington, where we have the couple of group ones, the Levin Classic and the Telegraph.
Yes, and well, the Levin Classic certainly attracting big interest this year from this side of the Tasman with the appearance of Extravagant, who is current favourite for the Australian Guineas. He is $1.40 at the moment for this race on Saturday, and he really should be winning on what we've seen of him in the lead-up races. Perhaps the filly, number 11, Rude Not To, might be the Quinella horse. The Telegraph, race 8. I've gone for a mare here from the South Island who started favourite in this race last year. I think it was just her sixth start. She's taken along a little bit slowly this prep. She's going in this fresh this time. I speak of number 14, Soubrettes. She's a really talented filly, got a lethal turn of foot, and just hopefully they can ride her with a bit of cover, and she'll be very hard to beat. One Sacred Star does have a big weight, but he's certainly the best horse in the race, and his railway run first up was good. I think he's the main danger, along with 8 Vespa. The Soubrettes is my value. My best is Fast Learner, race 7, number 4. He'll get back from that wide gate, but he'll appreciate a firmer track. He didn't really handle the wet at Ellerslie last start. The other meeting across the Tasman is Tauranga, and some decent horses going around there too. My best is Sound Proposition, race 6, number 4. This horse was placed in the New Zealand Derby behind Mongolian Carney at a long time off, and his first up run was a cracker, really good effort over the 1400. He'll just continue to get better this time in, and my value is in race 5, and it is number 5, Rain de Toute. Has been racing in stronger company, tackled a weight for age Group 2 mares race a couple of runs back, and been racing in benchmark 75s and 85s, drops to a 65 and gets a claim to help with the step up in weight. So I think she'll certainly improve on Saturday.
Alrighty, well, that wraps up Saturday's racing around Australia. Don't forget to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. We've got form for Friday, the Friday night at Cranbourne as well, and then right through our normal coverage of Saturday and Sunday. 4 meetings fully covered on Sunday, including 2 in New South Wales, as well as the Victorian meeting at Geelong, the Queensland meeting at Townsville, plus we've got 4 fields for Strathalbyn Cup Day, and there's a feature at Mount Barker too. We've got fields for Mount Barker as well, and fields for your Monday meetings too, so plenty of value as usual. Still, I can't believe it, only $5. to take us out. Our best $20 bet for the weekend. And look, since my best at Flemington is actually the lay of the day as it transpires, I'm going $10 each way, race 5, number 9, Sir Mask. Joel?
Yeah, I'll go each way and we'll try and get us a bank for the rest of the day. Dot Painting, Flemington, race 1, number 4.
And I'll go Flemington, race 6, number 12, Mossing, around 10 each way.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll speak to you next week on the Preview Podcast.